When they drew near to Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethany at the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two of his disciples.
Go into the village opposite you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find a colt tied on which no one has ever sat. Untie it and bring it. If anyone says to you, "Why are you doing this?" say, "The Lord has need of it, and will send it back here immediately."
And they went away and found a colt tied at the door out in the open street, and they untied it. Those who stood there said to them,
"What are you doing untying the colt?"
They told them what Jesus had said, and they let them go. They brought the colt to Jesus and threw their garments on it, and he sat upon it. And many spread their garments on the road, and others spread leafy branches which they had cut from the fields. Those who went before and those who followed cried out,
"Hosanna!
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!
Blessed is he! Blessed is the kingdom of our father David that is coming! Hosanna in the highest!"
He entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked round at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. And seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see if he could find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And he said to it,
"May no one ever eat fruit from you again."
And his disciples heard it. They came to Jerusalem, and Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out those who sold and those who bought in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold pigeons. He would not allow anyone to carry anything through the temple.
"Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all the nations'? But you have made it a den of robbers."
The chief priests and the scribes heard it and sought a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the multitude was astonished at his teaching. When evening came, they went out of the city. As they passed by in the morning, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots, and Peter remembered,
"Master, look! The fig tree which you cursed has withered."
"Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father also, who is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses."
And they came again to Jerusalem. As Jesus was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him.
"By what authority are you doing these things? Or who gave you this authority to do them?"
"I will ask you a question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men? Answer me."
And they argued with one another.
"If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?'
But shall we say from men?"
They were afraid of the people, for all held that John was a real prophet. So they answered Jesus,
"We do not know."
"Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things.